The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Simon Tierney is back with his shopping trolley. No more ham after last week. This week we have got what?
Cream cheese. This is probably in a lot of fridges around the country.
Yeah.
We always have cream cheese.
And do you always finish the packet of cream cheese or does it ever get mouldy?
Oh, often, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, we would use cream cheese.
Throw it out and buy another packet.
Yeah, exactly. We use cream cheese in a lot of things that you might not necessarily think to use it in.
All right, like, okay. Give me a few examples.
Like, I make a world famous Nigella Lawson chocolate cheesecake.
Okay.
And Lord heaven above.
It's good, is it?
So you mix cream cheese with Nutella.
Yeah.
On a bed of decimated digestive biscuits.
Wow.
And then wait for your dinner guests to breathe a sigh of wonderment as they inhale it in front of you.
And all the years we're working together and you've never brought in a slice of it.
No.
It's not amazing. And you call it world famous, you think?
World
like
famous.
It's astounding.
Yeah.
Astoundingly
it's like,
good.
Like it's,
and
it's,
you've never brought it in.
It's famous
amazing,
in a
yeah.
very
That's what's
small
astounding.
Area of Dublin 16.
That's what's astounding. So what
but
do we
also,
have?
We also put it in sauces. It's
okay.
I've actually found it a really helpful thickening agent. If I'm making a pasta sauce or something and it's a bit loose, throw a few scoops of cream cheese in and it kind of thickens
oh,
it up.
Oh, lovely.
It's really helpful. And obviously it's great in sandwiches and anything else, you know.
And on broken bits of rice cake, which is how it's been delivered to me. We'll get to that in a moment. What products have we got?
You criticising my presentation skills.
Well,
again.
Actually, no, I shouldn't because I genuinely thought I'd be handed a dessert spoon
yeah.
and a tub of
which
Philadelphia.
Which is what you normally get. Today I made a massive effort. Right.
We surely have Philadelphia here somewhere.
Yes, we do.
The granddaddy of them all.
Yeah, it is. It's really the grandfather. You've chosen the word there correctly, Kieran, because what I didn't realise is that Philadelphia, an American product, of course, which we'll get to, but it's one of the first branded products in American commercial history.
Right.
1872. And even though it's called Philadelphia, it actually comes from New York. But they chose the Philadelphia name because Philadelphia was a real cheese capital of a 19th century.
Oh, Philly cheesesteak and all
America,
that.
Philly cheesesteak. But it has nothing to do with Philadelphia. So that's our brand leader. That's the light Philadelphia I've got in front of you today. That is €2.65 for 165 grams. And then we've got Derry Lee cheese spread. Now, this is a product that everyone will remember probably from their childhood.
Triangles.
The Derry Lee triangles. It is technically a cream cheese. That's coming in at €2.55. I was actually surprised with how expensive that one is. And you're actually opening the cheese triangle there.
I am.
It has a lovely little kind of pulley string on it to open it.
Yeah, very easily opened, it has to be
very
said.
Very easily opened.
The delivery method.
And then we've got the most expensive product today is an Irish product. The only Irish product here. It's Charleville Creations Lighter Mature Cheddar with Black Pepper. Mm. That comes in a very attractive looking container there. It almost looks, it's presented more like a dip than a cream cheese, but it is a cream cheese. And that's coming in at €2.29. So in terms of price variation, very little this week. It's only a 14% yeah. price difference, but the Charleville is the most expensive.
So what is the difference in terms of the products here? Interestingly,
yeah.
the Philadelphia is the most pungent.
Yeah, I think the Philadelphia, it has a really kind of recognisable smell, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does.
Yeah, like I was looking at some of the forums today online about making cheesecake, and a lot of people will say that, oh, if you want to make a cheesecake with a really good stable consistency, do you have to use the Philadelphia?
Okay.
You know, people will try and cut corners by buying an own branded cream cheese, but does it make any difference? So with a cream cheese, what you're really talking about is, you know, milk and cream make up the most of it, and the cheese is actually lower down the pecking order. You'll have cheese cultures. You'll have either a guar gum or a carabine gum. These are the things that gum comes up a lot on the shopping trolley hotline. It's a real kind of, it's the thing that makes what could be a very liquid product into a slightly more stable or firm
yeah.
Product. And you'll see with the Charleville product that it's much more liquid than the others. And interestingly, it says on it, you know, for dipping, stirring, spreading. The spreading is actually the third thing there. So you could, you know, dip Doritos into this
interesting.
Or what have you, you know.
So dipping is top of the list.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So what else is different? So, I mean, in terms of sat fats, this is something that people would be concerned with. If they were making a cheesecake, they might want to use a full fat, you know, to get the full experience. Mm. Now, if you chose the full fat Philadelphia and you had a portion of it, that would represent 20% of your recommended daily intake of sat fats. The one that we have is the lighter version, not the lighter, because there is a lighter. There's a full fat, a light, and a lighter version the market. We have the medium one, which is the light Philadelphia, and that represents 10.5% of your saturated fat. Now, what's happening here is that a full fat Philadelphia uses full fat milk, whereas a light Philadelphia and a Dairy Lee and indeed the Charleville are all using skimmed milk, which brings the sat fats right down. So the Charleville is only 9.5% of your daily recommended intake of sat fats and the Dairy Lee is 11%.
What about cheese?
The cheese is really interesting. And this is where, like, I was just trying the Charleville outside again and Lord, it's I think it's absolutely gorgeous, I have to say. It's really full of flavour.
Mm.
But you can tell because it has lots of real cheese in it. The Charleville has 45% cheese. It's the only product here that actually tells you how much real cheese is in the product. Now, of that 45%, 24% of that is mature cheddar cheese and you can really taste it.
Mm.
So how's the taste test going for you? I see you've almost finished the taste test before we even start the taste test.
I've got ahead of myself because I love cheese.
Yeah.
I love dairy products. We've well established that in this slot.
Yeah.
I love cream cheese. I would have actually, unlike some weeks, Simon, I would have happily consumed one of these with a dessert spoon.
Yes. Yeah.
That would have been a delivery method, much to my satisfaction.
Well, where do you normally put cream cheese? In a sandwich, on brown bread, crackers?
Cracker man,
yeah.
Love it on a cracker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glass
always
of red wine.
Minimum
lovely.
Of four crackers. You can never go below four.
Yeah.
You can go any multiple of four, but never below four.
Yes,
I mean, you're just teasing people three crackers. I mean, what are you doing to me?
Yeah.
I mean, is this some sort of developing nation where give me four crackers?
Rice
please,
cracker or cream cracker?
I'm a cream cracker.
Yeah,
you know?
Because then you're getting extra dairy. It's
yeah,
got cream
exactly.
In it.
You've got cream in it.
Any
more
opportunity.
Dairy. Sometimes I put milk in the wine. You know what I mean? Just get more dairy.
When are the National Dairy Council going to sign you up? Contract going to be signed?
I don't know. I should be on billboards up and down the country, just like in a bath.
With a milk moustache.
Oh,
you know,
my
dem
God.
Dem bones.
All this content we're giving for free. You're right. The Charleville is delicious.
Gorgeous.
I've never had it before.
Lord, I think it's a new enough product. I didn't actually know that Charleville did cream cheese, but when I was in the supermarket the other day, they've got loads of different ones.
Mm.
They've got different flavors and everything. So I was really impressed with that. I mean, you could imagine dipping crisps into that, can't you?
Absolutely. I could eat that anyway. It was offered to me. Philadelphia and Dairy Lee are perfectly fine, but they're just so well known as products. You know exactly what you're getting with them.
Yeah.
The Philadelphia is the most pungent. The Dairy Lee, it's funny, I wouldn't think of it as a cream cheese.
Yeah.
I'm not sure now, actually, if you'd asked me to categorize it, how I would
it's
have.
It's lovely when you open it, it has the thing going around it there as well.
Mm.
And you open it up and it has the little wheel of triangles. For me, I have to say, and the picture of the cow on the
front, do love eating those straight from the foil packet.
Yeah, they are lovely. But when you compare it with these other two, I have to say, it does. Now, nutritionally, it's not that different.
I don't mind nutritionally. And like even this, the Charleville, 33% less fat. I mean, once you're consuming cream cheese by the spoonful.
Yeah.
I mean, you really ought to stop
you're
worrying.
In the devil's lair already.
Already. You
but
don't need
I
to worry about
is,
the saturated
feel,
fat intake.
I don't know if you got this, Kieran, but I did feel that the Dairy Lee tasted slightly more processed.
Yeah. Quite possibly,
you know,
it has got that kind of waxy texture.
Yes, exactly.
That the others don't.
Yeah.
And Philadelphia is a classic. It is delicious, but that Charleville is top drawer stuff. Absolutely. How have you not included Lidl's cream cheese? They've got a garlic and herb one, lovely on crackers with smoked salmon. So again, someone with similar taste to myself.
Just to pick up on that, Kieran, because I should say that all the supermarkets, except Dunn's actually, I couldn't find a Dunn's one, but all the other supermarkets do an own brand simple cream cheese.
Yeah, Aldi ricotta, miles better than any cream cheese.
And they tend to be a really good price, like 65, 70 cent, which is really a lot better value than the branded one.
Far from cream cheese that Simon was reared. Calvita cheddar boxed block in silver foil was our luxury. Sliced between Jacob's cream crackers, washed down by coca from a flask in a freezing cold schoolyard shed. That was in the late 60s and we were middle class.
Wow. Love it.
How times have changed. Simon Tierney, thank you very, very much. We will talk to you again with your shopping trolley at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.